For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Occupy Wall Street activist and graduate student Cecily McMillan was released from Rikers Prison today. McMillan was convicted of a felony assault of a police officer after an incident at an Occupy Wall Street event. This was on March 17, 2012. She served 58 days in jail. McMillan was dropped off by Rikers officials in the middle of Queens and then driven back by supporters in front of Rikers for a news conference this afternoon. That's where she read a statement.
Incarceration is meant to prevent crime. Its purpose is to penalize and then return us to the outside world ready to start anew. The world I saw at Rikers isn't concerned with that. Many of the tactics employed seem to be aimed at simple dehumanization.
McMillan read a series of demands she put together with women at Rikers to make the prison more functional. Adequate, safe, and timely health care, mental health care services, and the ability to request female doctors if desired for safety and comfort are some of the demands. The activists paid tribute to the women she met at Rikers.
To have had them as guidance, to be given a broader view of the people that we're fighting for.
McMillan says Rikers changed her. She says she's committed to fighting for rights and freedoms she wasn't even aware had eroded to the extent that they have.
I will work tirelessly to make sure that these women's voices reach outside of that prison system. And I feel like we have finally made a real and concrete step towards effecting a true possibility of the statement, we are the 99%, and uniting against the corporate takeover of our democratic state and reclaiming it for ourselves as citizens.
McMillan says she walked into Rikers Island Prison with one movement, Occupy Wall Street, and she walked out of prison today with another, the fight for prison reform. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.